Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ray Taylor from InspiredDisorder.com. I'm just thinking, have you ever seen the time-lapse photography things of the plant growing or the flower growing and blossoming and wilting and growing and wilting as the sun passes over and subsides into the sunset? I was thinking of those images tonight as I was thinking of Inspired Disorder, and my old graphic design business that I had Dada 04, and Dada 04.net was kind of my training ground, I guess. Not that I'm not still learning, but it was kind of the foundation of things, just kind of feeling everything out. I mean, I didn't know what was going on, and to be quite honest, the name Dada 04 was not the best name to portray a brand. There's just so many different viewpoints you can get from Dada. I mean, it's not a daddy thing anyway. So with Inspired Disorder, I'm starting this with some experience, and doing things that I wouldn't have even thought of doing with Dada 04, one of which is the Inspired Disorder podcast, and also not only just having the podcast, but actually having friends of mine help me to create things that add to what I'm trying to do. My whole thing was I need to do everything on my own. I have all the knowledge, or whatever I don't know, I can learn that on my own. And everything has been on my own. And this is my first venture that has led me to reach out to not only my friends Derek Helmer and Justin King, but also to reach out to the guests that we've had so far, Jennifer Townsend and Selena Bisacco, which have both been guests on the podcast, the Inspired Disorder podcast. So I just want to talk about the feeling you get creating things. When I create paintings, it's a very much a growth process. I come up with a basic idea, and as I work on it, I come up with new ideas and add to it and change things and come up with new ideas as it goes. And the idea that I started with, the initial premise that I started with, doesn't necessarily relate exactly to what I end up with. But what I end up with is something extremely more beautiful and more diverse, in my opinion, than what I started out with. Well, definitely it's more diverse and more beautiful than what I started out with, because it's grown from what I started out with. And that's how I'm feeling about the whole business itself. It's not a business necessarily, but the whole brand. At this point, I'm just building a brand, and Inspired Disorder, in my opinion, is starting to grow. And one of the telltale signs of that is the podcast, because the podcast is growing fast. So things that grow fast, it's easier to see the growth. So seeing that and seeing how it's going, it's amazing to me. And I really want to, you know, put that credit in the hands of my friends, because I mean, they are a big part of that. And I just wanted to thank them. So, I mean, you can always check out my website, inspireddisorder.com. Check out the podcast, inspireddisorder.com/podcast. Watch us live, inspireddisorder.com/live. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/RayTaylor. Or just follow the site updates at twitter.com/inspireddisorder. No E in disorder. But thank you so much for all of your support. I appreciate it so much. Stay with us and help us grow, 'cause it's amazing. And go to inspireddisorder.ning.com.